Invoking Bhagavan's grace. Relaxing your body. Gently focusing on your own presence. Yourself visualize the Ishwara Swarupa, Ishwara's form, as this entire creation, just your own visualization of that. And include in that visualization your body, mind, sense organs, the whole Jiva Upadhi, and the Upadhis of everyone you know, the entire Prarabdha Karma. All of it is being part and parcel of Ishwara's infinite expression. Visualizing that Ishwara Swarupa include your being, the Atma, recognizing that this self-evident me is the very self of Ishwara. Just as if you were to have a dream or an imagination, you are the self of that imagination and of every character in it. You are in fact the Ishwara of the imagination. The one character you're identified with in the imagination, all the beings in the imagination in total, is all one manifestation, Maya manifestation, of yourself, of you, of your being. Imagination, you can recognize that the form that you're identified with in the imagination is part and parcel of Ishwara's form. It is belongs to Ishwara, just like your heart and mind and hands and legs. All belong to you. Imagine as your Shraddha, your knowledge, your self-knowledge and your Shraddha matures, how that knowledge that your Upadhi is really Ishwara, part of Ishwara. Your prarabdha karma is part of Ishwara's story. How that might change your orientation toward life, toward your life. Yourself is Ishwara, your life is Ishwara. The wholeness that you seek in life is your own being. The wholeness that you are is hidden in the seeker, the very self of the seeker. All vrittis, all experiences that you have or have ever had, are karmically connected to you, to the jiva, simply because you have them. Those experiences come to you. Karma from the past or karma from the present allows for these experiences.